Okay. My name is Ellen Petit, and I am a teacher at AACA. Today is Thursday, November 16th, and I'm speaking with Mrs. Wallet, who is my and many work people's work mom at AACA and a wonderful colleague. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois, and Mrs. Wallet, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Ellen. Thanks for inviting me to take part in this.
No problem. So, as you know, many students are going to be listening to this. So we tried to tailor the questions about your experience as both a student and now working at AACA. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So first, when did you go to and graduate from AACA?
Well, I went to or attended St. Alphonsus, because that's what it was called back then.
Oh, excuse me.
And I graduated in 1970. Yes, I am old. Many of you weren't even born in 1970.
We can let the kids do the math on that one. Okay. So did you like going to school at St. Alphonsus?
Yes.
Why?
I loved being a Rocket. Yes, we were still called the Rockets back then.
Okay.
And our school colors were still the blue and gold.
Okay.
And yes, I loved being here. I lived very close to school. Mm-hmm. I was able to walk home for lunch,
which
was great. And then we came back and we got to have recess in the whole entire parking lot. And there were about 6 basketball hoops up there.
Wow.
And the girls mostly had the run of the parking lot because the boys were too busy playing basketball.
Oh.
So a lot of my classmates lived real close or next door to me. So we were able to come to school together, walk home together. We didn't have such things as play dates because we played all the time because we just went outside our front door and played.
Just hung out?
Just hung out.
That sounds lovely.
It was great.
Cool. All right. So it sounds like you had a really good experience as a student here at AACA. But can you give me, that sounds like the recess was a really big part of that. What about your vivid memories maybe during the school day?
So this is an interesting thing. I missed second grade.
What?
I didn't flunk. I was double promoted.
Oh.
So I went from first grade right to third grade. And as a kid, that was great to know that I missed one whole year of school. It was awesome. I also, maybe you don't know this about me.
Okay.
I was the shortstop. Yes, the
shortstop. What?
On the girls' softball team. And we had a great team. And back then, I would slid into the base. I got my hands dirty.
You weren't wearing high heels?
I wasn't wearing high heels. I was in gym shoes. It was great. I loved doing it. And I also was a cheerleader. And for those of you staff members that may know this, Jack and Hannah Ludwig's grandmother was my cheerleading coach. And the cheerleaders used to cheer for the boys' tackle football. Not flag football. It was helmets, pads, and getting dirty.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to picture Mrs. Wallet as a cheerleader, which I can definitely do.
Yeah.
You know, calling out from the sidelines.
Rah-rah-ree. Kick him in the knee.
And then I'm trying to picture you as a...
Rah-rah-rass. Kick him in the other knee.
Mrs. Wallet.
Yeah, that was clean.
That was good. This is true. All right. Wow. It sounds like you were really, you know, quite the athlete.
I was.
Awesome. Well, now let's kind of shift gears a little bit. So you graduated a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And then,
yep.
And then you came back and you've been working at AACA for how many years now?
I have been working here for 29 years. This is my 29th school year.
So now what are some of your most vivid memories being on the other side? Not a student, but kind of a staff member.
Well, as a staff member, this is a great place to work. There were many fabulous, wonderful people that have worked here and still work here. Many of them have become friends of mine. And I've just enjoyed working with all of them because they're really wonderful people. And one thing I have to say about working in a school, if I didn't work here, I really would not understand how hard a teacher works. Teachers work so hard, it is unbelievable. And we should thank them every day because teachers are part of who we become for what they do for us. So hats off to all of the teachers out there.
Well, you are kind of definitely a teacher yourself. You might not have the job, but I think that there's probably a lot of the students out there who will say, Mrs. Wallet has definitely taught me a thing or two.
Sure, but not out of the books,
yeah.
Right? Not out of the books.
But learning happens in all
yes.
ways, shapes, and
but
forms.
But teachers have a lot. It's a hard job. It's a hard job.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So my last question has to do with kind of the holiday that's coming up. It's going to be Thanksgiving in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. In fact, 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to connect this idea of Thanksgiving to the interviews that we're doing. What are you grateful for about our community?
This is a wonderful community. Everyone makes you feel like part of one big family. And being that I don't have a family of my own other than my husband and my two children, this place has really become my family. The teachers, the kids, the parents, they've all been a part of my life, and I'm happy to have all of them in there. And when my daughter had her car accident, I don't know that I would have been able to get through it without all the love and support that everybody has shown me and is still showing me. So thank you to everyone. AAC is an amazing place, and we are lucky to be here with each other every single day.
Yeah. Well, and from my perspective, thank you for being part of my AACA family.
Well, I love you, Miss Doe.
I love you, Mrs. Wallet.
And enjoy Thanksgiving, because if anybody here is going to love eating turkey dinner, it'll be you.
It's me. And on that note, thank you again for being a part of our great Thanksgiving listen, Mrs. Wallet.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
Everyone have a happy holiday.
Great. That was perfect.